A fucking load. Yeah, that's right, you fucking pussies. It's the biscuit! Big bonus Bartram biscuit this week. And that song goes out to the boys in blue. The red, white, and blue. Fuck you, Canada. So I want to welcome my younger brother. You've probably heard me talk about him. He's a Penguins fan. He's a turd. How you doing, Randy?
Good. Penguins fan, I think he means champion.
Champions. I was going to say 2008, but they totally won that shit last year.
Yeah. Won it last year, and I believe your beloved Blue Jackets could not beat their streak record.
Can't rock that chair.
Fuck this chair.
That's the only one I got. But we watched what you came into town Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we watched the gold medal game. Was that Friday night? Thursday night? Thursday night. Right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, this is about, like I've told you guys, like the first year I've really, really watched the juniors. And it was exciting that the United States was good. And then the game starts. We had just buried our stepdad earlier in the day, so it's already a little weird. And then I think I was out in the kitchen and like walked back out and we're down 2-0 to Canada, which is never a fucking good thing. And they just kept fighting back. Basically, they could have called the team Boston University.
Yeah. Six players off the team went to Boston University, including tournament player of the tournament, Charlie McAvoy.
McAvoy?
Yeah.
Did he get player of the tournament or just the game?
Just the gold medal game.
And then, what, the Bruins have 5 fucking dudes on the United States team or in the tournament, and 4 of them play defense. So you're going to see that Bruins team that you know now just disappear.
3 players off the American team are on the Bruins, 2 defensively.
And then, what, a goalie?
Yeah.
But not Parsons.
No, Parsons is owned by Calgary right now, as of now.
Which, if you're Calgary right now, you're fucking bonered up, because that dude played like a fucking bat out of hell. He was beast mode.
Yeah, he's the only reason the United States won.
Period. Easy. There's no, I don't even think there's a bronze medal in the fucking sight without that dude in that. And what they switched off throughout the tournament, but Parsons is,
third period he went lights out. Canada was had 7 to 8 more shots on goal just in the third period alone.
Right. And then, so that gets to, tied at 4s at the end of the third. So we go to overtime. 5-on-5 in the gold medal game. What was it? The quarterfinals was 4-on-4, and then the qualifying games, I think, were 3-on-3. So, personally, I like a good 3-on-3, just because I think it's, but not, I don't think for 17, 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds. I think you got to let them boys play 5-on-5.
I liked 5-on-5. They played a good period. It was a shortened period.
It wasn't 20?
No. I liked it.
So, nobody wants to see a gold medal game go to shootout, but everybody knows that that's the rule. So, everybody in the stadium's understanding that. Everybody at home watching is, you know, everybody knows that that's what happens at the end of overtime. And then they do a best of 5, and whoever wins that wins the gold. So the United States ends up winning the one goal, right?
Yeah, it's 5-4.
Right.
Final.
So if you go up 2-0 in the first period and then lose in a shootout, I don't feel bad for you.
You went up 4-2 also. You didn't just go up 2-0.
Yeah, so what are they bitching about?
2 different times during the game, Canada was up 2 goals.
And it's not like they were playing in Buffalo. It was in fucking Montreal.
It's in fucking Canada.
I think there were 7 United States fans there, them fucking people in the yellow shirts.
Oh, it was nothing but red.
Yeah, not the good red.
Nothing but red. Nothing but fucking Crosby Canada jerseys and Team Canada jerseys from other players. I've seen a couple of Nash jerseys. You could just look in the crowd and pick out jerseys from all the stud Canadian players. You couldn't do that for the American team.
No.
All they kept talking about was Carlson.
Right, yeah. The last time we won, did we win gold when Carlson played?
Yeah, 2010.
And that was an overtime shot, too, wasn't it?
2010 with Carlson.
So I think overall, World Juniors, Canada has like 17, Russia has like 10 or something. Those two are far ahead of it. I think that gives us like our 4th or 5th gold, which sucks, but I mean, it was Canada and Russia's sport. I would say in the last 20 years, really. I guess that's as long as that tournament's been going, though.
Most people I've seen bitching were Canadians. Every time I saw someone bitching about it on either Twitter or somewhere else on another social media, it was some Canadian. And then at the end of their big long rant about why there shouldn't be shootouts, they had to add, "This is Canada's game," blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
They're sore losers.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys you lost like bitches. You had to have some kind of dignity. Now, if we would have lost in the shootout, I would have said, well, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, we're used to it.
But we lost.
I've watched them lose in the fucking Olympics since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe they
So maybe they're just not conditioned to seeing the L.
They expect it.
They definitely do not like losing to us.
No, it makes it a lot worse when they lose. So like, I think they can handle losing to Russia and Sweden. Whoever the fuck randomly beats them, they can handle it.
Yeah.
I think it's worse when it's gold, silver, America, because we don't beat them in that game.
Hands down, you ask any Canadian, who would you rather lose to, the United States or Latvia, or I mean anybody, they're going to say the latter. They do not ever want to lose to us. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen more and more, and maybe you fucks will learn how to lose and quit being like a 6-year-old about it. If we would have beat you in overtime, you'd be bitching about overtime.
Yeah.
If we would have beat you in regulation, there would have been something. You lost. Move on.
Yeah.
And change your fucking goal song, because you ain't them boys. We them boys.
No, and they all credit to Parsons. He made that guy at the end of the game, Shabbat, I can't say his name.
Yeah, that's it. And that dude's a fucking freak.
He embarrassed him.
Mm-hmm.
He stuttered. Went to hit it, missed the puck. Parsons touched the puck. Game over.
Had him.
Never even got a shot off.
They were
flustered by
Parsons. I will say what Pierre-Luc Dubois had that wide open net and fucked that off. Oh. Oof! No, he missed it completely.
Oh yeah.
Missed it fucking completely.
Yeah.
And that's like the only Canadian I was really rooting for. Definitely a fan of Shabbat. But he's playing in Ottawa, or he's owned by Ottawa.
Yeah,
he's played up though a couple times, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's already played. So has Kiefer Bellows.
Bellows played. He's owned by who was it? St. Louis, right?
Kiefer and Shabbat, I thought, played together.
I don't think so.
No, Kiefer's an Islander.
Mm.
That's why he seems.
Yeah. Does he play center or wing?
Wing.
I'm surprised they didn't have him on the fucking team this year, because they're pissed poor and Tavares needs... They're looking to trade for a wing. Why not bring Kiefer Bellows up? But I guess, why bring him up for a losing shit team when he can go win a gold medal and then bring that kind of culture to the Islanders? Which, I would imagine the majority of those guys from that gold medal game are going to be lacing up in the NHL next year.
Well, maybe this will give them some confidence. Some of these kids on this team potentially could be on the next team.
Right.
Real Olympics. And that team also, what year are we in right now?
Just turned 2017.
So 2018 is the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, next year.
So,
which they're trying to not let the NHL players go.
Which won't happen, because there's just too many good players.
No one
wants to watch McDavid and Crosby and Austin Matthews for America.
I think
have to let them play.
I think it'll come down to they're going to say, no, you can't go. And then the players have to say, well, we're going to go. So, suck it. The last Olympics, they shut it down. It takes 2 weeks. Everybody that watches the NHL is going to watch the Olympics.
Watch the Olympics anyway.
And it's going to grow the game. You can find a casual fan, and they're going to watch the Olympics, and they're going to go, oh, hockey's really fucking good.
Especially if America wins. We need yeah. a new aged era
mm-hmm.
gold medal to bring hockey back.
100%.
We have players like Austin Matthews, as young as he is.
But will he be on the team?
Why wouldn't he be?
Why wouldn't he be?
You add him and some of the
That's old, what I thought was fucking lame.
Some of the older guys are already on that team.
Yeah.
Get rid of people like Brooks Orpik, who have been on like the last four. Get rid of some of these older guys. Let some of these newer kids swoop in.
As far as Orpik, he can just get out of fucking hockey. He can go away. He's a fuck.
He's played well for America in those games.
Yeah.
Well, because he's playing against his teammates.
Like. He might be the fuck boy of the week. He might be getting that award. Because he is being a real cunt. There during that streak under.
He's all I've.
But I guess that's your job though too, you know?
He's always been like that. Even when he was a Penguin and I liked him,
mm-hmm.
he was still like.
So the last Olympics is when we won silver, right? Or was that two Olympics ago?
No, we choked. We choked last Olympics. Two Olympics ago was the silver.
Was Ryan Miller?
Yeah, when Ryan Miller went hambone and.
TJ Oshie.
Crosby hit the game
winner. Or TJ Oshie was the last one.
Yeah, that was the last one. Crosby hit the game winner.
Didn't Crosby didn't do fucking diddly dick all tournament. All Olympics. And then
the game winner.
Yeah, that's how that would fucking go. So it's been, I don't know.
Him and Nash.
It's always a goal of mine to not say that fuck's name on this podcast. So this is like the 11th or 12th episode, and I've had to say his name every time. Because, what? When were they saying he was done? 2-3 years ago, they're saying Sidney Crosby's beat.
Oh,
he's had it.
Concussions.
Yeah, and what he probably still had 30 goals. I bet the years they were saying he was.
There's a couple of years he only played about 20 to 30 games. Penguins kind of. They still had good years because they still have always had good players around him.
So what do you think happened? Because he wasn't having a good year till Dickface became the coach, in my opinion.
I think so too. I think he was over Dan Blisma. I think he thought he was. He obviously didn't believe in whatever Dan Blisma was selling. Buffalo was about the same case because
yeah,
they aren't doing any better with him either.
No, Buffalo Eichel's a fucking bad mother though. What I think with Pittsburgh is they had those guys, Evgeny and Sidney, who are above the game. They're gods. Sidney Crosby is a god of Canada. Evgeny Malkin is a god of Russia. And so then they're playing in a very sports-heavy city.
Oh, yeah. Especially for hockey.
Yeah. I mean, sports in Pittsburgh, that's that city. Because it's such a shithole that all you have to... And they win, so it's, like, fun to be a fan.
Yeah.
It's not like being a Browns fan. No. Or, like, 6 games into the season, you're... You might go because the tickets are $10, and then it gets cold, so everybody just sells the tickets to the other team.
Yeah, and I mean, last year at this point, Crosby had like
they didn't turn around until December last year.
He had like 30 points, and like 20 of them were assists. He was on the assist kick last year.
Right.
Halfway through the year, he started playing just lights out. The way he's playing right now is like the best he's played.
I think so, too.
He...
I think so, too.
Is tied with McDavid on points, I believe.
We'll get to it, but no, he's not. Not on points. McJesus has 45 points, and Malkin has 43.
I knew Malkin was... See,
and Malkin's in second.
They're both playing crazy.
Yeah, it's fucked up when their top two lines have those guys, and then you have the HBK line, which...
Which is their third line.
Yeah, that's scary. And you had to, as much as I hate that sloppy fuck, he's got to be on the USA team. You had to put Phil Kessel on the team.
That's fucking Torts' fault. That's your fault.
No, he was injured. So that fat fuck sitting at home tweeting shit was unnecessary.
I don't believe it.
I hope Torts fucking coaches the Olympic team and tells him he can't fucking come play.
He has to play. We need dudes that love to score. I don't care what else you can do.
Torts' team doesn't work in an international play. It doesn't work in international play.
No, they got World Cup as embarrassment.
It was garbage. There was no point of us even playing it. I think if we would have sent the Blue Jackets, we would have done better than the USA team did.
No, that was shitty.
So, I think they got Sullivan's his name, right?
Yeah.
So he came in, and then I think they got Hagelin in a trade.
Yep.
And everybody bought in. I think Sullivan came in there and either has the fattest cock in the room, or they just were tired of losing, so they're just like, well, let's listen to this dude and see what happens.
I'm not positive, but I think Sullivan came from the Rangers.
New York?
I think.
As a head coach?
No.
Some fucking video coach?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing, but they bought in.
Yeah.
And the last time they won the Stanley Cup, fired coach. Bisma came in half year. Maybe sometimes it's
gotta shake it up.
What Crosby and Malkin need.
Yeah, gotta shake it up.
They're so above it that sometimes maybe they just stop caring.
And they have. Did they have? Was that their second last year?
Yeah, that's the second time.
So you have a Stanley Cup already. So maybe their Olympic, or at least Sydney's a gold medal winner. It's like
you never stop love winning though.
Right, so exactly.
I would like to believe that. Maybe you lower it down a little bit. You're right. You're not in kill mode anymore.
Yeah, I think they lost where, we can win and get to the playoffs, but now it's like, let's dominate.
And I think that's what Sullivan brought back.
Yeah, and for sure let everybody know that we're the best team in the league. And I picked them. The beginning of the year, I think, if you're the champion, until you're not...
Yeah, until someone knocks
you
off.
What can you do?
Yeah.
What can you do? And the better they are is good for my boys, because that's what the Blue Jackets are lacking. They need a rival to get people to buy in Ohio. Because look at the Buckeyes. Their whole stick is, we have the Michigan game.
Yeah.
Which is dog shit now.
Team up north.
Yeah. But we're good at talking shit. I'm not a Buckeyes fan, but you see some ridiculous shit come from down there.
Yeah, it's funny.
So the Penguins are 25-8-5, which puts them second in the Metro, which basically means you're the second best team in the NHL. Who is in first place?
In the Metro?
I mean NHL. Either one. Who?
We'll see what in June. Who's been first place?
You can come to the parade. The streak ended. It was going to 16 games is fucking impressive.
It didn't have to end so ugly.
It was going to. So I think things like that, it ends in a fucking.
I think the Capitals wanted to end.
Oh, of course.
Carlson scoring goals on defense.
Barry Trotz.
Everyone wanted.
Barry Trotz, the last time they played, caught a fucking sitting there bitching after the game about a high sticking that was called.
But Holtby played a great game.
Yeah, he sure did. I mean, it wasn't for a lack of. I mean, I think if Brandon Saad gets that first goal in the first period instead of missing the net just barely, you have a different story. And then we're talking about tonight breaking the record, which they're. But when we came out, it was 4-2.
4-2.
Against the Rangers, so. And that, what sucks is that's, the streak ends at 16. You lose to a fucking division rival. So not only does your streak end, but then you don't get the points within the division. And you can't just give Capitals points. Because, no. I mean, they'll come, they're going to win.
They have good defense.
That guy could fucking everything, except for that fuck coach. And he's the cocksucker that used to coach for Nashville when we kind of had... Jesus Christ, it's 4-4 for real. What in the fuck?
Just got a score update on the Jackets Rangers.
You gotta be shitting on me.
4-4 in the third with 2:32.
Don't fucking start doing this shit, Blue Jacket. We've owned the third period.
Even losing two games after winning 16 is still nothing.
No.
I guarantee that, like I said last night.
But that's another Metro team.
When I said last night, or Friday night, whenever they lost to the Caps, I said, don't be surprised if they lose 4 out of the next 7 games. Because you hit home, you get humble, Then you get hot again. Penguins were on an 11-game winning streak and lost 3 in a row.
Well, the Flyers, what, they went 10 in a row, and then they're skidding. Well, they won yesterday, but they were 1-7.
I almost didn't know if they were going to win again. They were going to set a new record.
Right. Which, as a Penguins fan and a Blue Jackets fan, I think it's safe to say we can both say...
Fuck them.
Fuck the Flyers.
I think they just came back to reality. I don't think they were... Blue Jackets, everyone wanted it to be a hoax. Everyone wanted it to be...
Oh, yeah. Nobody paid attention until they got to 13.
The biggest hoax. No one even mentioned it. The Penguins were getting mentioned at 8, 9, 10.
Oh, yeah. 5.
All the way up.
5.
It's different sports worlds.
And with how Twitter works now, it's all... Like, I don't know if you... I don't really live tweet the games anymore, just because I like to watch the game and kind of enjoy it, because people just get so shitty about stuff. Because
people are horrible sports fans.
Yeah. That's what I was talking to you about the other day.
Horrible sports fans. People can't wait until the end of the fucking game to finally say we lost.
We were watching the Centennial game, and my wife was on her Twitter, and all her friends are like, "This is such a shitty game.
That game was awesome.
The Red Wings are fucking... What the hell happened?" I'm like, there's 3 minutes left in this game. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen a hockey game, but it goes to the last second and literally went to the fucking last... And that game was incredible. Incredible. And that's the best outdoor game I've ever seen. Hands down. But that's... You gotta be a better fan. And if you're such a fucking twat, just stay off your Twitter... So you don't look like you make the organization look bad. You make me look bad. And you make the Blue Jacket. That's just not savvy. And then people pick fights with people that are more famous than them to get, like they get off on it or something. Or like if you tell a player he's a fuck or something, like maybe he'll read it and know that you're alive or something. But I think the Blue Jackets during this streak, their fans, which they're all new hockey fans, the team's only been around for 16 years. Let's not get it twisted. It's not like they've been around since 1926. So there's a lot of people that aren't used to losing as much as this organization is. So when they do win, I think a lot of people didn't know how to handle that as well. But the pure hatred for the Blue Jackets is very odd to me. Like, people are mad that Ohio has a team.
It's not the fact that they hate the Columbus Blue Jackets. And everyone wears the Ohio Against the World hats. And I live in Michigan now, and I lived in Indiana. I lived in two different states outside of Ohio. Always talk about Cleveland. Always talk about growing up in Ohio. Everyone seriously hates every Ohio team. They all hate Ohio State. They all hate the Indians. They all hate the Cavs. They hate everyone.
Yeah, it's just true.
The way they are. Like, you can't handle Ohio winning.
No. Because we'll let you know about it. We'll let you know about it. Come on, Mariah. What do you need? Don't come to my window and talk shit. Yeah. Get to stepping. Get to stepping. So they're in first place. There's just too much negativity in all around life, I think. The guy who is your president-elect is the president. Just hope that he does well. The Blue Jackets went on a 16-game winning streak.
Well, let me stop you. Fuck them.
Can't say that about my president, dude.
I'm not listening to that shit. Fuck that, dude.
I'm going to say this.
I'm a sports fan.
I'm going to say this.
But fuck him.
If you ain't white, you ain't right. And you can say I can say shit like that. I'm not fucking racist, but I am. Nah, it's going to be weird.
It is.
It's going to be weird. It's kind of a joke.
He's not a real president. He's not a real politician.
Maybe our sense of humor's just gotten out of control.
That's why I think he won.
It's just like, gotten out of control. People are like, oh, fuck it.
Like, in all honesty, Facebook won the election.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, people are making memes about Hillary Clinton. People in her campaign party, like, randomly dying. Yeah. And people are believing it and, like, sharing it.
Well, the one dude got killed for sure.
Oh, my God.
100%.
Killed because he was lying about Hillary Clinton?
100%.
See?
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. That's a fact.
I can't believe.
Disappeared from this earth. Well, she is an alien. One. She's a reptilian. Everybody knows that. And this whole mentality of, I live in LA, I live in New York, and there is nothing else. Obviously, you guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because there's a whole giant middle part of this country. And they're pretty much done with the shit, like... Everybody's so soft. But you can't even say that they're soft, because then that's too much aggression.
Yeah.
So, I think with this extreme, there needs to be a middle. Like, obviously, Donald Trump is not who you wanted to be president. Nobody.
No. But, dude, like so many people said.
Fuck all the dudes I work with. Like, well, fuck yeah, I'm voting for Donald Trump. And I was like, oh, man.
Who were you supposed to pick?
Gary Johnson. That's who I voted for.
Yeah.
Dude, he's an idiot. You can't
fucking vote for him either. The other girl, Jill Stein, she might be retarded.
Yeah, Yeah, you want 16-year-olds to vote? Get the fuck out of my life.
I listened to Jill Stein talk for a half hour one day on the radio.
Oof.
To try to like, just listen to the other hot campaign. And I said, sweating. Holy shit, I can't even listen to her talk.
No.
They kept asking her a question about something, and she wouldn't define. She said, this is what I am. And the lady said, well, define that for me. And she couldn't. And, like, they just were basically making fun of her because she didn't even know the word that she used.
Yeah, she is a fucking asshole. She is an asshole. One second here. I always get nervous about this shit. We're still running. We're doing good. Doing good. Just a quick announcement. I don't know if it's official or not, but I am tentatively doing the Pucking Hostile, the Blackhawks podcast on... later this month. Pretty excited. So we'll see. I think we're going to do it through via Skype. Obviously, I'm not going to Chicago, but do some heavy metal talk and some drinking with those guys. So go check them out and listen to that podcast. So the bullshit fans, you guys got to... I don't know. And I'll just unfollow you. I'm tired of it.
Well, I follow a lot of Blue Jackets fans.
Yeah.
Most of them are from this area that I grew up with.
Right.
Most of them are your friends.
Right.
Like Kyle McGee and Madial. I follow both those dudes. I read everything both of them say about the Blue Jackets, and they don't bother me.
No, McGee's hilarious. The fire torch shit's hilarious.
They don't... Yeah, he's
hilarious.
He's funny about it. Madial's the same way. I've seen him say, shut up to other people.
Yeah. Yeah, you almost have to.
And they retweet a bunch of funny shit that makes me laugh.
Yeah. Twitter's awesome. I love Twitter. But there's a good side to it and a bullshit side. You just showed me that Patrick Laine video.
Yeah, disgusting.
Clean hit?
Absolutely. Absolutely clean.
Cascade with your head up.
No one got a penalty.
Cascade with your head up. But he went limp.
Welcome to the NHL.
Yeah. Welcome to the United States and welcome to the NHL. And he, I think, has been playing so well and basically has been untouchable that where it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I am 19. I am in a men's league.
What, he has 37 points? He's a rookie?
Something like that. He's got like third or fourth most goals.
I mean, you don't play like that. He's been playing lights out.
Oh, yeah. And his interviews, they'll be like, well, how do you think? He's like, I think I'm better than everybody. Like, he doesn't hold anything. He's fun. Mm-hmm. He says shit like that. Are you getting stink eye?
I don't know.
Where the fuck are you going? You're pregnant. It's 10 degrees out. What are you doing? Oh my god, you guys and your fucking fast studies. What are you going to Fast Eddie's for?
Because if I don't, Devin's going to come here.
Good, go.
I thought that's what you were going. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Are you crying?
No. Are you?
This just then, Mariah's crying. Shut the fucking door. Don't slam it. Get a check in the mail. Bill in the mail. Is she talking to me again? Goon 2. Did you watch the trailer? Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
I liked it.
The first one was amazing.
First one's hilarious.
First one is... I think the first one, your old roommate, she bought it like in a $5 Blu-ray bin.
Yeah.
When you're selling Blu-rays for $5, what was it, 6 years ago? You're like, ugh, this might be rough. And I was like, well, fucking Stifler's in it. And that Jay dude's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And he wrote and directed it. A fucking fantastic surprise. The first one was hilarious. I'm going to watch the second one, but it comes out in March. So keep your fucking ear pussies and eyes out for that. We were talking about the shit-talking in hockey and how they might be the best in all sports. I think in basketball and football, you're going to get more of the, fuck you, nigga. Like, mm-hmm. Just basically the same kind of shit. And hockey, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I've fucking finger banged your girlfriend back in juniors. She smells like fucking Ontario trash or something. Like, they'll get real deep on you.
Well, I think the hockey player is great at trash talking. Biggest issue with the trash talking in hockey is I'm Austin Matthews and I'm 18 years old. You're Gino Malkin and you're 30 from Russia. Do I even know what the fuck you're saying to me?
No. Have you ever heard Evgeny talk?
Even when he speaks English, do I even know what the fuck you're saying to me? And I mean, I'm talking about 18-year-old Matthews.
Right.
Just walking into the game. Yeah, he's been playing nationals and all this shit since he was a little kid. But it's a lot different stepping on that NHL ice with grown men.
Yeah.
Who are every single race.
Yeah.
A lot. Endless. Basketball, baseball. Baseball is a lot of Hispanics. Football is basically English. And basketball is basically English with the random Spanish fellows.
Now, do you think that the shit-talking grows more because these dudes leave their homes when they're like 12 and 13 and go play? So they've been playing against each other and not liking each other from a very young age.
For years on years. Like, basketball, there's AAU. Baseball, there's travel ball. But these dudes that play travel hockey and that are good and play at the elite level, they do play against each other since they're freaking 14 and 15 years old.
Right. At a very high level.
Like, I'm sure Laney and Matthews and McDavid have probably all met each other before playing hockey.
And that's three different countries.
Previously to this year, I'm sure they have all played together.
That's not like, say if I was playing football in Ohio, I might not know who you are if you're playing football in Utah. And you could be the best player in Utah.
You might not even know who someone is playing in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Just because of the way football is.
Yeah. And
it's not as national. You play in high school, there's no travel. You don't play traveling football.
No.
Like, I played AAU basketball, there's just traveling sports in almost every sport except football.
Yeah. Which they might do it one day. I don't know.
It's a little spooky.
They
don't play. They only play 10 games in high school.
Right.
16 pros.
Which almost kills you.
A lot different. The trash talking, my ranking would be basketball 1, hockey 2.
Yeah, there are some witty, what do you call them? Blacks.
I want to pick both those sports because of how personal. You're close. You're guarding each other. You're there. Kind of like probably a defensive back and a wide receiver. You probably hear some funny-ass shit between that position.
Yeah. Now, say basketball, too, is slower than hockey. Hockey never stops. There's no, like, waiting up at the point. Or free throw. Yeah, exactly.
Where you're sitting there just talking shit to each other.
Right. That's a good point. And then fighting in the league is getting weirder and weirder and weirder. I don't know if you saw the Boston Blue Jackets game, but Josh Anderson and another dude dropped gloves, two grown-ass men, skated at each other, getting right, and both of them fight. It's not like Sidney Crosby was about to get beat up by some dude where the league's not going to let that happen. But the ref just stopped him It was fucking very odd, and
it was bullshit, is what it was.
Yeah,
let them fight. Don't take it out.
No. And I asked Bobby Mack from CBJ and 30 about it, and he had a lot of good points. You don't want to see just fighting for fighting's sake, but if there's a code in the sport, and if you cross it, you should know there's a consequence, and you should be able to answer that consequence, and it's a dude dropping his gloves and punching in the face with his knuckles. But he also said it seems like the fights mean more now because there's not as many, and there's not just dudes out there going, "Oh, hey, you want to go for a tilt? Let's go," which I don't mind.
I don't really mind it either, but I do agree with what he's saying.
Right. So, but I think if they start to fight, let them fight. But let's not say you have to fight. Like there shouldn't be like, "Oh, we have a hockey game tonight. I'm going to fight somebody." Unless there's bad blood, and then that's just how it goes. That's the way she goes, Bubs. You want to break down the playoffs as we stand right now?
Give them to me.
East, or do you want West first?
East.
All right, first place in the East is, excuse me? What's that say?
Yeah, this is not for long.
Columbus Blue Jackets, 58 points, which that's the most points in all of hockey.
Who won the President's Cup last year?
Washington.
Okay, who won the Stanley Cup?
It's Columbus.
Yeah, so fuck your President's Trophy.
I don't want the President's Trophy. But it is like 60% of the time it works every time.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're the best team in the league during the year, obviously you have a better chance of winning
it. But it would be nice to kind of level out right now and then start to streak again. Because if you go on a 16-game winning streak on the first day of the playoffs, guess what? You're a Stanley Cup champion. So, not for nothing, but this streak might be something that will be forgotten easily if it's, you know, we go losing the first round of the playoffs. And it's like, oh, cool. That was cool. Like, it might... It's a weird record. It's not a record, but it's a weird streak to go on. Pittsburgh's in second in the Metro and in points on the East. 55 tied with the Rangers. So you're kind of should be rooting for that CBJ win tonight, too, to get you.
Get me away from the Rangers because you're already in first.
So. Right. Which, so that's the three there. And then both the teams in the wild card are Metro teams, too, with Washington has 53, which is only 2 points behind Pittsburgh and New York, and Philly has 47, which is better than the second and third place in Atlantic, but the playoffs don't work that way. So you have Montreal, Ottawa, and Maple Leafs rounding out on the East, which I don't think a lot of people picked. You knew they were going to be better, but to have 18-year-olds take your team is very impressive.
Was it last year there wasn't a Canadian team in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was, so it's your sport, but you can't make the fucking playoffs?
I can't believe I forgot that one. That guy was talking shit to me on Twitter.
Yeah,
he did. He said something to me about this being Canada's sport. God, how did I forget that till right now?
That's how it works, man.
Damn it.
Just go back and send it. It'd be really weird. But
so mad I forgot about that.
But now there's three.
That's it?
No, three just in the East. There's one out west, or two out west, too. So all of them are making it this year, except for Vancouver. So as if it started tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's iffy.
Yeah. I don't think Toronto has the legs to go all year. I think they'll turn into 18-year-olds here pretty soon. And I really do think that Detroit is going to turn around and sneak in that last year. I have to say that because I'm married.
This year, you think Detroit's making the playoffs this year?
Yeah.
They've won 16 games. The Blue Jackets just went on a 16-game winning streak.
Oh, God.
And pick a team who's only won 16. Listen. They're 16-19 or something.
I didn't pick them, and then she went over my notes and was like, well, what the... So I had to pick them. But, man, to not get it the last year of the Joe seems fucked up. To end their streak and
good,
yeah, I guess, yeah.
Never gonna feel sorry. Care about your fucking stadium.
Tear it down. Out west, Chicago in first. Surprise, surprise. Anybody that thought they were done because they lost in the first round of the playoffs last year, you're a fucking moron. You're a fucking moron.
You could, if you're a Blackhawks fan, you could argue all day that Taze is the best player in the league. And Patrick Kane was the best player in the league last year. Had the best year in the league last year.
Mm-hmm.
Those two dudes aren't done, and until they are, you might as well just keep them on that list.
No, and then you have a dude that won the Rookie of the Year last year.
Yeah.
And Panarin. Then you have our team, Amisana, you know his last name.
Yeah, you still have
Hosa. Artie Party. Hosa.
You still have
endless. Corey Crawford still plays in your net. Who's their backup goalie?
I'm not sure.
He's a stud, too.
You still have caliber players on top of caliber players.
And they lose two every year.
Every year.
Every year.
Daly to the Penguins last year.
Sod
to the Blue Jackets.
PJ Ladd went to fucking Winnipeg.
If you could talk to a Blackhawks fan, he could tell you about 9 or 10.
Yeah. Those, every year.
Yeah.
Anisimov is gone next year because Panarin just signed a big deal, and they'll be fine.
Daly lost because of the organization. They didn't want to sign him. He got in a fight with like the owners and GMs. And the next thing you know, he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just don't care because they know they have.
That's not going to last forever. I think they got about a 5-year window to.
How many have they won? 3 in the last 6 years?
3, yeah. Or 4. 3.
I don't think they've won 4.
3. Well, it was like them and the Kings for a decade.
Yeah, that was stupid.
So then Minnesota is in second in their division, and then St. Louis third, which I didn't think St. Louis was going to be good this year. They're making me into a fool. The Ducks are leading their division. I love watching the Ducks because they're a bunch of hard asses. The Sharks, gotta love the Sharks. Gotta be weary of the Sharks. They got that veteran savvy. They know they're making the playoffs. So I think they're kind of, they want to go back to the Cups, so they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And then McJesus has that shit turned around. They're in third in the Pacific.
Wow.
I picked them. I picked them for a wild card spot, but I have them going to the playoffs. A lot of people call me a genius. I agree. the Kings and then Calgary. I had Calgary, too. And I might buy a fucking... Parsons goes and plays well, I might be buying a fucking Parsons jersey.
Just buy a USA Parsons
jersey. Yeah, that's the purchase there. Let's do the league leaders and get the fuck out of here. Our kids are... We have literally just not been parenting. The moms are fucking inside. God, you guys are such fucking pussies. Sitting out in the fucking studio drinking Labatt's. He's not even drinking. Think he's got fucking time for that? It's high on Christ, you stupid fucks. Jesus, fuck. Oh, and our older brother is having a baby right now. That kid will probably never touch a hockey stick.
No.
White privilege.
But he will be really good at other shit.
I hope he gets into MMA. Focus that violence into something good. But can you imagine the talent of the MMA at that point? They might have to shut that whole thing down.
I tell you, it's ruined.
The first person that dies.
I already told you it's ruined.
First person that dies. It's coming, too.
It's going to get too...
Someone's going to get punched right in the nose and die. And it's going to Owen Hart all over that octagon.
It's just... Every sport that's been fighting or wrestling or MMA or some sort of violence in that area has died.
Yeah, now look at boxing. Boxing's who? Name one boxer who has a belt right now.
I don't know. Bernard Hopkins.
No, did you see his last fight?
Yeah, he got knocked the fuck out.
Out of the ring.
He got embarrassed. And he said before that fight, I ain't going to let some white boy whoop me.
Yeah.
He got knocked out.
Could you imagine if that white dude said, I ain't going to let some coon whoop me?
Yeah.
2017, Trump.
Hopkins just kept repeating it. I'm almost happy he got knocked the fuck out.
Dude, so bad.
That's what I'm saying. It's over.
Yeah. No
one, Floyd Mayweather.
I see some dude with big-ass gloves fucking punching a dude. And they usually just hug the whole fucking match anyhow. And Floyd Mayweather, he never fought anybody.
No, he just strategically beat you.
And he beats women, so he's a fucking pussy.
Yeah. UFC will be tough to keep going.
It looks like they're making all the wrong moves ever since they sold. Now they're just like CM Punk's fighting. What's that fucking lesbian singer who wants to fight? Demi Lovato wants to fight in the MMA, UFC. They're going to let her. She's going to get her lesbian tits knocked off. I don't know if she's a lesbian. She might as well be. League leaders, points. McJesus, 45. Your boy Malkin with 43. I don't really think a surprise there. Sydney's got to be out there in the close. I only looked up the top two.
He was just tied.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but they haven't played any freaking games. They haven't played one game since freaking Christmas break. They just had a bye.
Points, Malkin and McJesus were tied last week. McJesus was the week before that.
Yeah, I know that. You're going way too deep now. This was just right before.
I mean, it's only a week before. McJesus is the week before that.
He is good. Who's just the goal leader?
Goals? Fucking Sydney. Oh! Did you see Mike Smith for the Arizona Coyotes turn over the puck in overtime? Their goalie? So he goes to, like, clear the puck and just barely taps it right into the fucking oncoming score to lose in overtime. No, the worst turnover I've ever seen in my life. I was just saying last week how I liked him. I might be an idiot. Because he fucking sucks. No, I still like him, though. But that it's one of the worst turnovers of all time.
Crosby is third with 42.
Okay.
Tarasenko tied at 42. And Patrick Kane at 41, rounding off the top five.
That's points?
That's total points.
Goals?
Goals
is
Crosby with 26.
Right. And then fucking douchebag Carter with 22.
Nope, Laney with 21.
Carter has 22. What the fuck website are you on? The Huffington Post stats? No, you can't go to ESPN. He's got 22 goals, Jeff Carter. I'll bet my fucking kids' lives on it.
Alright. I believe you. ESPN doesn't believe you.
ESPN doesn't fucking watch hockey. Buchagras pretends that he does.
He watches college hockey.
Yeah, my ass. He has a fucking app that tells him what the scores are, and he tweets it out so people think he's cool. So what do you have for assist? Because I'll tell you if you're wrong there. McJesus in first.
I got a lot. I'm not even on it.
What do you have now? You porn?
Assist?
Yeah. Definitely don't use...
McDavid, 31.
Okay, who do you got tied for second?
Kane, 29, and Hedman, 29.
Okay, they're right there.
Malkin with 27, and Duncan Keith. We forgot about Duncan Keith.
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking team is stacked, and people are surprised that they're good still.
Yeah. Fuck with Duncan Keith in the playoffs. Watch what happens to you.
Team's loaded.
What the fuck is the name of their backup goalie? He's so good. Oh, speaking of backup goalies, Darling. He's amazing. Do you think Flower stays all year?
Yeah, all year this year, yep.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that makes the Penguins a very dangerous team in the playoffs. They're
playing too well with both of them.
Did you see his save where he jumped up in the air last week? Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and hit it with just this.
I hate his mask, though. His mask is fucking lame. Plus minus... Some fucking guy named Jason Zucker. Do you know this guy? Plays for the Wild. He's got a plus 23. Never heard of the fuck. We just played him the other night.
Suter from Minnesota is at 25.
See, I've got 23.
Zucker is at 23.
Okay.
He's in second.
Well,
both from Minnesota. And
right.
Spurgeon from Minnesota is at 23, too.
Jesus Christ.
His top three players are from Minnesota. Then...
Well, it won't change because...
And then Savard and Saad at 22 and 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Savard's been having an amazing year. As they say, if you don't hear a defenseman's name called during a game, he had a fucking good game. And you never hear that fuck talked about. Save percentage, I got Dubnyk with a 9.39. Wins, Bob with 25. 25 wins. Sergei Bobrovsky already.
Yeah, I got Dubnyk.
With wins?
No.
On the save percentage?
Yeah.
Goals against average, 1.82, Dubnyk.
Yep.
Shutouts, Dubnyk with 5. Did you know he had 3 shutouts in a row this year?
No, but they're playing good. So
3 fucking shutouts in a row?
That's what they're doing over there.
Jesus Christ. You can't hate them. I said it before. If you hate a team from Minnesota, you're a fucking asshole.
Up there and over there.
Up and over.
I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Wild. Go Wild.
I pick them on Sally. I'm not playing with the Blue Jackets. I'll play with the Wild. For sure. And then Fighting Majors, my boy Jared Bull with 9, and Thorburn from Winnipeg with 9. And that gets you to it. Well, Randy, thanks a lot for coming out and doing this. I know you were a little nervous about it, but I think everybody would agree you did good. What are your thoughts? You have fun?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, hockey rules. All right. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, or the biscuits are done, man.
Fuck off, San Diego.
Wait, I ain't done yet. Hold up. I got a little present for you, fucks.
My second favorite fan.
What's wrong? What's your first one? Creedence? Not much hope for Creedence. You hear that, Stege?
I worked with a guy that looked exactly like that when he was singing.
The dude that killed himself?
What's his name? We used to call him.
Look it up. Google it real quick. I need to know the score, too, before we get off here officially. Look at him. You couldn't make this video today. Look at this shit.
No.
And he's a freak, dude. Like, choking himself while he jerked off. Oh yeah, spin it, dude. Did he fuck guys? Probably.
We used to call him it's Michael Hutchinson.
Yeah. I need you tonight. What's his fucking score? Sweat death.
Rangers 5-4.
Final? What the fuck?
3 goals in the third. The Blue Jackets, nothing.
Oh my god.
It's worse. Pretty sure there was only 30 seconds left.
Right now?
No, when Michael Grabner scored an unassisted goal. 25 seconds left in the game.
Now, he was out there on plus minus a couple weeks ago. Yeah, so fuck
about his 18th goal.
Yeah, so Chuck, if you're listening, fuck you, fuck the Rangers. We saw your dad the other day.
Yeah, fuck him, too.
Getting a couple beers. You see this shit? Look at that drummer.
He doesn't even have a drum.
No. What was the song we were listening to earlier? It wasn't I Need You Tonight. It wasn't New Sensation. What hits do they have?
Endless catalog of hits.
Alright, we're going to go for one more minute. We're going to get a solid 55 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know if I can watch this for another 10 minutes.
No. Look at him.
Michael Hutchinson.
He's fucking weird.
The dude looked exactly like him when I worked with. Some old guy came up to me and said, "Do you know who Michael Hutchinson is?" I said, "Yeah, why?"
I love that they had like the drummer playing a real drum set when it's clearly like a drum machine. Oh, shit. All right, love you guys. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Follow us at Biscuit Pod on Twitter. Biscuit Podcast on Twitter. One of those. I don't know. Email me at thebiscuitpodcast@gmail. Instagram will be up soon. I think we're going to open it up with my streak sweater. This fucking jersey is covered in gross shit. And I'll have an anthem for you next week. All right, love you guys. Bye.